This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hey everyone, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the short of it. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from his word. Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Folks, I'm just going to be completely blunt with you today. All this nonsense has to stop. What's happening in our country is you're seeing the left make a huge power grab. That is what is happening. That is why Black Lives Matter is pushing the racism card so hard. But there's one thing that's really wrong with that. It's the premise that all white people are racist, to the point that anything I say or do is stemmed in racism. By saying I'm not racist, by saying that I support a system that I don't really believe to be racist, I'm racist. It's the same old story since 2016, really beyond that, but let's use 2016 as an example. It's the same story as, if I wear my MAGA hat out, I'm a Nazi. So now I'm a racist. And it's gotten to the point, well, the people that are crying the loudest have fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker. The mainstream media is pushing this card. And if you sit back and you actually do research and you look at the facts and you look at your own life experiences and you look at your friends' life experiences and you talk to people at these protests, you will see that what the left is selling isn't true. It has become a battle for our culture and for our country. We are tearing down statues. We are getting rid of everything that anyone could remotely find offensive. We are saying it's okay not to stand for the anthem. We are saying that based on a person's skin color, that they must have a virus and be racist. Any logical person would see that the left is clearly insane. I don't know if you've been following Tucker Carlson lately, but you need to, because he is making some very good points, like how Black Lives Matter is basically untouchable at this point. And it has all been politicized. We all understand this. It's a matter of what are we going to do about it? I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been thinking a lot about, we've been quarantined for almost 4 or 5 months now, depending on where you live. Everyone has gotten frustrated and everyone has gotten tired. I talked about it being the perfect storm in my last podcast. But I've been thinking a lot about what we can actively do. And I don't mean anything violent. I don't mean setting up any autonomous zones or doing anything illegal or anything like that. I think it's time that we each decide for the remaining months of 2020 what our cause is going to be. Is it going to be your cause to bring to light what actually lies in the deep depths of Black Lives Matter, about why they aren't a good organization, about why they are a very violent organization, why they are part of the left now, why the left has hijacked their message? And let me just say, of course, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. President Trump is doing some great police reform. We can have those conversations. Are you going to take up that cause, conversations that need to be had that may be hard and actually tell the truth? Are you going within your circle of family and friends, on your social media pages while you have the time, and even when you go back to work? As scary as that might be, because yes, you could get fired for it, because that's is all part of the left's plan too. But what is it worth? What is the cost of us keeping our mouths shut? Yes, we can vote in November, and you should vote in November for Trump. If you want to have a country, you will vote for Trump. That's plain and simple. Trump has done everything he possibly can to sink the deep state back to where they came from. You can't possibly, in your right mind, whether or not you agree with everything Trump has done, and let's be real, no one agrees 100% with every president that they support, okay? You can still support a president and not agree with him 100%, but nobody in their right mind is going to vote for Biden. Are you seriously kidding me? But here's the kicker, the Democrats are going to cheat. We know they are going to cheat. So we have to start taking up different causes. We have to start having passion again. See, that was also part of the Democrats' plan with the whole plandemic, right? They took away our passion. They took away our fire. We all became complacent, myself included. It's not been easy for me and my husband up here in D.C. with our Democratic mayor. There are some very frustrating days. The only thing that has gotten us through this is our love for one another and the Lord. And support from our family and friends as we give all of them support. So, what is going to be your cause? Are you going to take up the crazy notion that all white people are racist simply because we're white? You have Forbes putting out, "Dear white people, here are 5 uncomfortable truths black colleagues need you to know." Things like, even if you personally haven't offended anyone that you know of, you may indeed be part of the problem. Or every black person on your team is not your friend. How, because, you know, you may think people you work with on a project are your friend, but then when you go on breaks and lunch, if you don't sit with those people, then that is racist too. And also, dear white people, here are 10 actions you can take to promote racial justice in the workplace. Get to know more people of color. Oh, okay. Yeah, how about I just get to know people? How about I not focus so much on skin color? How about I just, hey, this person's very nice. We have common interests. So maybe I'm going to take my break and eat lunch with them. Maybe we both like pretzels. Who knows? It also suggests call a friend of color this week to discuss the current state of protests and upheaval. How about we just call everybody that we're friends with and talk about the state of the country? Maybe we can come up with some ideas to light the fire under our butts to save the country. How about we ask, is there anything we can do from them? Who cares what color their skin is? Who cares? The only people that put emphasis on skin color are the Democrats. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. If you are in the Democratic camp right now, open your eyes. Why do you think they're putting so much emphasis on skin color? Why do you think this is happening right now? Do you really want to live in a world where if one person is offended by something, that we're just going to cancel it? That is insane. So is it going to be your cause taking this, taking the racism card up and saying, hey, y'all, can we just use some common sense? Does racism exist in America today? Yep, it sure does. But I would say the majority of people are not racist. I would say if you look at the facts with the pay gap and the different jobs, you would actually see graphs that reflect this. You have to dig a little more nowadays because Google, as we know, is biased. Oh, is that maybe going to be a cause that you're going to take up, is to fight big tech? Laura Loomer's doing a fantastic job on that. You don't have to live in Florida to help her campaign. Maybe you sign up to help her campaign. Maybe you tweet articles from your favorite news station. It doesn't have to be something that's complicated. Maybe you are in a place where there's still a quarantine or you're still in phase one or whatever. You have to have like a Zoom Patriot meeting. Whatever it is, we have to do something. We have to. Our country is at stake, folks. I have never seen it quite this bad before. So what is your cause? Let me know at redhatfeedback@gmail.com. That way I can share it and I can tell, we can all see what we're all doing to actively help save the country. And that's how you create momentum. My cause is going to try to help President Trump get reelected. From here on out, that is going to be my focus. So what's your cause? And that's the short of it. And folks, just a little business to take care of before I go. If you would like to donate to support our work, the easiest way to do that is just go to redhatchat.com, click on donate, and you can donate through Patreon. Thank you.